On, I was going to open with Jimmy McCracklin. Do you remember him from Oakland at all?
You know I do.
Yeah, Jimmy McCracklin. Boy, that goes back a few years, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Blues and Rhythm Series. What did these first come out on? What they used to call Race Records?
Yeah, on the Modern label?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember in the 45s to 48. I remember when I was a kid listening to KWBR in Oakland. They used to have what they called regular conventional Columbia, Victor, and all those companies, and then they had Race Records. They were always small little labels like Modern and stuff. But you had some great stuff on them.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Great.
And go out with
Lester Young. Yeah.
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 Now you must have heard those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have heard those. Yeah, that's a great album.
Yeah.
He was great. He was. That was the way I like to hear the tenor sax played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'd like to talk about, you know, start by talking about music.
Sure.
Because of the now the piano blues is on DVD especially, so people miss that they can catch up with it.
Sure.
I mean, you say in there that like the Mead Lux Lewis was the guy who caught your ear the first time. Is that right? Or,
well, he was one of them. I think really going back, I've told the story about my mom and she liking Fats Waller and everything, but I didn't really understand Fats Waller at that time. But I understood the piano, and I kept saying, I wish he'd quit singing so I could listen to what he's playing so I can try to duplicate it. But then I gradually came to like him as a singer well, and this great novelty songs, and Your Feet's Too Big, and Down in Harlem at a Table for Two, There's Four of Us, Me, Your Big Feet, and You. You got to think what great sense of humor people had in music. And in fact, that's one of the things I think that's kind of failing in the jazz world, is that I think they lost a lot of that sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I think with the demise of Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, the Timpani Five, all those guys, there was a certain humor there.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a leftover, I guess, with Louis Prima and people like that later on. But now, then everybody got so serious for a while, I think they lost their audience that way.
Now, you saw Lester Young, right?
Yeah, I saw Lester Young. I saw Lester Young at Jazz at the Philharmonic in 1945. I think it was 45, maybe it was 46, but they came to Oakland, and they had Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins, Flip Phillips, and Charlie Parker with a four reed players, and then they had Hank Jones, Howard McGhee, Tommy Turk was a trombone player, Joe Jones was on drums. And I forgot who played bass. I'm trying to think of who played bass. But I remember I was very impressed. I went there because I like Lester Young. I liked all his. I had records of his, all 78 vinyls. And then I went in and saw him, and then that's where I first got exposed to Byrd, too.
Yeah, yeah. That must have been something to hear Byrd with preparation.
Great, you know, this is really great. And Lester Young was just cat's rear end. All of them were great. And Coleman Hawkins, he was very popular at the time. And, you know, Snuffy and all those records that he had were popular in the jazz world. Flip Phillips was very popular because he was powerful and young. And he was very good. He'd been with Woody Herman prior to that or something. But it was a fabulous group.
Yeah.
Hard to put that many reed players together today that could do any better.
Unbelievable.
Man. Are some, but
it's Niehaus, right? Lenny Niehaus.
Niehaus, yeah.
Yeah. I know you were in the Coast Guard together, and you got back together when, you know, he began doing some of your films.